This is Scott Becker with a special episode of the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. This is six notes regarding COVID-19. We're talking on November 19th, 2021. Here are six quick notes. First, cases are surging again in the United States with a seven-day average of 97,000 cases. The new cases yesterday were 110,000. To look at this in sort of context, cases were down to 40 to 50,000 a day just about a few weeks ago, and now we're back up to 97,000 cases a day. Second, deaths are also again rising with a seven-day average of 1,158 a day and 1,200 plus deaths yesterday. Third, the one thing that we know for sure, notwithstanding all of the things we're trying to do to contain COVID-19, and thank goodness for vaccines, thank goodness for this new concept of having an antiviral that you could take orally that they're working on getting approved, but then as cases rise, ultimately deaths and hospitalizations rise too. We'll talk about hospitalizations in a moment. Deaths again are up to about 1,100, 1,200 a day and rising. Hospitalizations are also rising. We'll talk about that in a second. Fourth, if Europe is any indication of what's going to happen here, Austria has just instituted lockdowns and is making vaccines largely mandatory. I don't expect to have full lockdowns here again in the United States, but we do expect that you're going to have, or at least encourage, more and more vaccinations. Though, my goodness, there's a healthy distrust for the vaccinations that's out there, even with all the news that's been sort of spread over the last several months. There is just a real healthy sort of dialogue on vaccines. I'm a huge pro-vaccination person. Don't read me wrong. I think everybody should get vaccinated and get the boosters. I've got both. Everybody should get them. But my goodness, there is a lot of hesitancy and dialogue in this country about vaccines versus non-vaccines. The fifth point I make today is U.S. hospitalization. The U.S. hospitalization number is down to 42,400 and ICUs are 11,400. Again, almost always, ICUs are about 25% or so of hospitalizations. That's been pretty consistent as we watched stats over the last several months. The number of hospitalizations is just starting to rise again. The number of hospitalizations had peaked this past January, 130,000, and it reached 100,000 in early September. I sure hope we're not on that surge and rise again. That's very disconcerting, but these case numbers are rising very quickly. The sixth point we'll make today, and again, I speak for myself, not Becker's Healthcare entirely, and we're open to very healthy dialogue. We're huge believers in freedom of speech, completely, but we do encourage everyone to get vaccinated and get their boosters. We're a huge believer that vaccines and boosters lessen the number of hospitalizations, lessen the bad outcomes, lessen the ICU visits, and so forth. So we're a huge believer in get vaccinated, get your booster, and we're push those concepts very directly. Thank you for listening to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We respect all those opinions on the other side about vaccines. We respect everybody's opinion. We're very open to freedom of speech, but we personally believe get vaccinated, get boosters. Thank you very much for listening to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.